Jasmine, what'd you eat today?
I had McDonald's and I am not ashamed about it. I had a hot and spicy.
Yum.
Yeah, it was so good, and I also had some fries. I didn't finish everything, but still, that's what I ate.
You can't finish hot and spicy and fries.
Well, like I finished the hot and spicy, I just meant I didn't finish the fries.
You didn't finish fries? What size were they?
Was large, what do you mean?
Are you kidding me? You didn't finish large fries?
No, I was
Well,
just too much, and I
now I
think I
feel
ate
like a
too fast.
fat ass.
What did you have for lunch?
I had drinks for lunch. I went to lunch with my boss, Lalo, which actually he will be on the podcast later today. We went to lunch and then we had drinks. That's what I had. And then like later into a late lunch, I guess, I had a Caesar salad.
You had drinks and a Caesar salad.
Yes,
That
basically.
literally makes me think of I don't know if it was Sex in the City that it like they're like, oh, like my lunch is like my martini with an olive. Like that is literally what it's making me think of. I don't know where I'm getting this from. I don't know if it's Sex in the City or Gossip Girl. I think it's Serena and
I
Gossip Girl, no?
literally thought of Gossip Girl. I
Okay
was like,
then.
yeah, it's probably Gossip Girl.
I think it's Serena. She makes some like comment like that and she's like 15, but okay. And she's like, my lunch is like a fucking martini because of the olive. That's the food. Well, that's fucking insane that you were having, and let me clarify that I don't think it's insane that you were having drinks for lunch. I think it's insane you were having drinks for lunch with your boss. All right.
Well,
Like,
not really, because okay, like on Monday he's like, hey, do you guys want to work from the bar? And we're like, fuck yeah. So we like work from the
work
bar.
from the bar. That's insane.
I mean, it's pretty cool if you ask me.
Yeah, that's why it's so insane.
And
That's
we go to this place called Stoneworks, and okay, their margarita is the best margarita I've ever had in my fucking life. I'm not sure what it is about it, but it's like so good. I don't know what it is, but something about it is really good.
I need to try that. You know, I'm a fan of margaritas.
I mean, whenever you want to come visit me, yeah, it's cool. We could go.
Yeah, you have to take me there for sure. I need to see what all that's about. I need to see the hype because you hype things up and then sometimes I'm just like, nah. So I don't know.
Underwhelming.
Underwhelming. A fat zero. Could have been a 10 if I didn't hate it.
Are you watching the Olympics?
I am not, but I have a group chat with some friends and they're like actively seeing it more than I am.
What
And I
friend?
say, huh?
What friend?
Karina, her sister, Dalia, and Dalia's sister.
Okay.
So they're like more into it than
Then
I
you
am.
are.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, than I am, and I mean than I am because I'm not looking at anything at
Yeah.
all, period. Okay, so anyone is more into the Olympics than I am
Yeah.
at this point, right? So they were talking about Simone Biles like
Yes, I
bowing
was gonna
out.
actually ask you about her. Like, did you read about that?
I know that they were saying that it was because of like a she was like mental health reasons and like she was bowing out, but I don't know. I'm seeing like two different aspects online. Like I'm seeing the one where they're like, well, she, you know, that's what happens when you think you're all that and you fail. And then
Yeah.
no people feeling bad. Like it's either they feel bad for her or they're like, yeah, that's what you get. So I'm like, what is happening? Like, wasn't she like loved by all America? Like, how is anyone against her right now?
I think that's why people are against her right now, because she was so and because people still don't come into to, don't come to terms with the whole idea of like, well, not idea, right? But like mental health issues. And I feel like, and it's interesting because I was watching like the gymnastics, like when they were doing like the team, whatever the fuck the team thing is called. And she seems so stressed. Like you could tell, like she just seems like so out of it. And I'm like, nah, like, pobrecita. Because she probably sees it like, holy shit, all eyes are on me. Literally, like, who the fuck are these random ass girls? I'm sorry, but it is what it is. Like, who the fuck are they? All eyes are on me.
But I also saw that I saw a video of a, like, was it a video? Or I don't know where I saw it. It was a clip that where she was saying how that, like, it seemed like she was talking with, like a very big chip on her shoulder. Kind of like, I know all eyes are on me, and it's because I'm so good. And don't get me wrong.
The thing is that I don't believe that she said it with a chip on her shoulder. It's because it's true, though. Because to a certain extent, the coaches and, like, everyone in the fucking gymnastics world that's not, a trainee, I guess, has it out for her. In the sense that it's like, she is so good that we have to score her to another level, right? So it's like, people are like literally looking at her with eyes like, no, you're so good that we have to like dumb it down for everyone else. And
I think that's literally what the clip I saw. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because I think that's literally what it was saying.
How she was this is a thing that. Where she has literally like come out. I don't know if she came out, but like coaches or I don't know who the fuck like put it out that the fact that she is so good, she has to be scored to a different extent. And the fact that like the scoring had to change because she's so good and shit like that. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, we need to stop giving out fucking like what is it? Like, just participation awards. Like, no way. Like, the fact that she is the best in the world. The fact that I suck ass, for example, like, it's just what it is. Like, if I deserve a fucking 5 and she deserves a fucking 100, it is what it is. Yeah. And I feel like in the Olympics, people just couldn't take it, I guess. And the fact that, like, all eyes were on her, the stress was, like, beyond. And she even said, like, I'm not doing up to par. I don't deserve to be here. Or, like, I don't deserve to, like, even be competing. And it takes a lot. I feel like it takes a lot.
Well, that for sure, for her to bow out in the position that she's in, rather than feeling more pressured and saying, well, I can't bow out when all eyes are on me.
Yeah.
That's a big move. I'm not, like, I don't know exactly what is happening. I don't follow her, like, enough. I don't know gymnastics to know what's good or not. Because to me, it seems like everyone's doing the same thing. Obviously, if they fall, obviously, I could tell that they fell. I saw a clip of her, like, slipping and stuff on one of her routines. And obviously, I know that that's not good. I just don't know what it entails either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if she get a redo or does it mean she gets a really low score and that's it? Or does she get to do something else now? I don't know how it goes, but I know that she's getting, like, she's, like, the talk of everything right now. Olympic wise, or yeah. She's very high up there. And I mean, it sucks either way. Like, I don't know, like, unless there's like reasons to, like, I don't know, unless she kicks puppies in her free time, we shouldn't like hate her. Like, she's just,
yeah, and the thing is, she's coming out and being like, you know what, mental health is more important. I'm stressed the fuck out. I'm fucking shaking. I can't handle it. It is what it is. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think that it's like something like, oh, you fucking bitch, like, you don't know shit. No, it's the fact that she is like, you know what? I can't do this. Like, I choose myself over all of you guys. I already have fucking like 5 or 10, I don't know how many gold medals. Like, it is what it is. I'm fucking great. I know it already. I don't have to prove shit. I would 100% be in the same stance as she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's very like pressure, like 100%. Like, it's a lot of pressure, yeah, that I'm sure she felt, and even right now is still continuing feeling. Like, it's not because she bought, like, just because she left. It's still not over. She's still the talk of everyone's. Like, I mean, she's the talk of our top. She's our talk right now. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's not in a demeaning way, but that's not the case everywhere. Like, some people are being like mean and and like hurtful or whatever. And I mean,
yeah,
that sucks because it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's super sad, but I hope that eventually people leave her the fuck alone because she's amazing. And then again, I am being like a little like biased because I like her. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I don't have any. I like, obviously I know who she is, but I couldn't say like, oh, I like her. Or yeah. I can't say I dislike her. So I guess I like, I don't know, just everyone needs to stop being mean. Like, she's an athlete, dude. Like, it needs to stop being so much about like, I don't know, like the person. Like, why did everybody start attacking the person? You know what I mean? Like, it's, she's an athlete. Like, she, but like any, like you, like we were athletes in school, and there were days we weren't just, it was just not it. Now imagine, yes, like, the weight of the world is on your shoulders. Like, your country is literally depending on you. Well, fuck, that's insane.
Eso es demasiado. I can't handle it.
Yeah, if I couldn't handle, like, I don't know, my mom being at my final, and because I was so nervous. Imagine.
No, it's because it's too much sometimes. And yeah. I feel like it was a lot. It took a lot for her to be like, you know what? JK, bitch, like, I can't handle this right now.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think that it's fair for her to. I vouch for her, and maybe it's a big move. And I'm sure there's talks out there of people praising her for prioritizing her mental health before the happiness of the country, or yeah, or for a gold medal, or I don't know how that works. I don't know. But for any, for like, yeah, an award or whatever. And I know it's not a whatever thing. Like, it's something that's insanely amazing, like, as an accomplishment, and I understand, yeah, that. But when you're not mentally okay, like, nothing else is gonna be okay, no matter how grand it is.
Exactly. And I feel like people fail to understand that, but also people fail to understand mental health, so that's like another thing, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it is what it is. She already bowed out. People either like it or don't, and that's about it. Like, too bad.
Basically. I don't want to say I'm biased. I don't think I am. I couldn't say like, oh yeah, I follow her and like this and this. No. So I'm not saying I like her, and I'm not saying I don't like her. I can't say, I don't have an opinion over her. I just think that people need to stop being mean, and you know, let her like, I just hope she, like, if she feels some type of way, that she gets better and she's able to overcome it, because that's insane. Like, I can't imagine. Like, we all understand stress and we all understand pressure, but it's, mm-hmm, like, hers is like at a whole other level right now. For sure. And I do not know what that's like, and I don't even think I'd ever want to know what that's like. So
it's because all eyes are on her.
Yeah, hopefully she's better.
For sure. Okay, let me see. Let's bring my boss on.
All right.
Hey, everyone. So my boss is on, Lalo. Hey, Lalo.
Hi.
He's been wanting to get on this podcast for like a while, to meet Yasmin and like just to talk about what we talk about. So here we are.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I know Araceli had told me you're like one of our, our biggest fans out of all. I don't even know how many we have now. I know. That you hadn't told me, like, last time we didn't talk about it, but I always know that she always mentions that you listen to what we're saying all the time. Yeah.
And you know what? One of our coworkers told me about the podcast. So it took me a little bit to tell Araceli I was listening to it. But yeah, I heard the first one where she talked a little bit about me. It was good, though. So I have no negative comments to say about it.
Yeah, they were all edited out. Nah, I'm just kidding. No. If anything, I wouldn't want my boss to hear this. Yeah, no, that would be bad.
Yeah. Well, I just want to clarify one thing. Yeah, technically, I am her boss, but, like, it's, and she, you know, somebody knows it, like, as long as everybody gets their job done, everybody can really have their own schedule and their own life for that matter. You know, it's, we've always tried to promote culture to, you know, just take care of your things as far as work wise and do whatever you have to do, you know.
Yeah.
The whole being in an office all day long is coming, you know, to a halt. Like, that's not going to exist anymore.
And is that you mean with you guys particularly, or do you mean in general you foresee that in the future that it's not going to exist anymore?
Well, for us in the business we're in, but I see a lot of businesses doing the same thing we are. Like, I think a remote work for our employees that are in managerial positions is going to be better than being in an office all day. Unless you're receiving clients and having a bunch of meetings, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're 100% right. That I just know that I'm in the wrong fucking business.
Yeah. See, because you actually have to be there.
Yeah, for sure. I have to be there and everywhere, but that's just the nature of what.
Well, and let me just say this: there are jobs and businesses that you will, you know, always have to have people there. So I don't know exactly what you work in, but like,
I don't think I've ever stated it.
No, you haven't.
I don't think it's a problem if I do. I don't know. But
what do you do? I'm curious.
I'm a parole officer.
You're a parole officer?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, yes I am.
Well, for that job, I think you do need to be somewhere.
I'm there and everywhere. Shit, I'm tired.
Exactly. Like,
I'm tired.
Yeah. It's bullshit, TBH.
Yeah.
But whatever. My mistake for being here. So the way our podcast works, because you know that by now, Araceli and I just kind of talk about whatever's on our mind.
Yeah.
So this time, though, we kind of did a little like background. Not even. We were on Reddit.
Yeah.
And we have been like sending each other different stories, different things that we've come across. And she's going to go over maybe one or two and see. Let's get your opinion on them. Well, at this point, it's going to blind reaction, right? Because I didn't tell her my point of view and opinion. She didn't tell me hers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
All right, friend, go ahead.
All right. So, like Esmin said, like, I'm just going to read what it is.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
So, you say, am I the asshole for telling my wife she cannot like attractive men's social media posts? My wife has a coworker that she finds attractive. I know this because I have seen him like her Facebook posts, and I asked her if she thought he was attractive, and she said yes. She said, so what though? She's human and can disguise between attractive and unattractive people. I have no real reason to think anything is going on, as she has no coworkers on her social media accounts. She says she likes everyone's posts as she's scrolling, and her coworkers all like each other's stuff. I told her if she likes his post or any male she finds attractive posts, I'll have to stop talking to her and take a step back, get Bill, and reevaluate. In my eyes, liking posts is someone giving someone attention, and she shouldn't be giving attractive men attention. I'm her husband, and 100% of that, of the attention she gets, should come from me and vice versa. No wife of mine is going to go online and do that. She said I gave her an ultimatum, but I feel like I'm just setting a boundary. Am I the asshole?
I mean,
I
my personal opinion.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a point, but at the same time, like, if she's liking his posts and saying, like, yeah, he's attractive, like, why? It's not the guy's fault. It's her fault. Like, he might need to reevaluate her.
Hold on though. Let me set an example. Let's say you're walking, like, I don't know, like at the mall or whatever, and an attractive girl passes by. You look at her, right?
Yeah.
And let's say, like, the whatever, like, she's like, oh, what the hell? Like, you just looked at her. And you're like, well, of course, like, she's attractive. Like, we're going to look.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what's the difference in that? Sure. Like, because I feel like it's like,
well, because it's a coworker, so she's probably with him all day. And then she's liking his social media content. Like, it doesn't make sense, you know? Like, it doesn't make sense for her. Like, oh, yeah, I don't like him, but I'm liking his stuff, you know? Am I wrong? Go ahead. You tell me.
Yeah, you go.
I don't think that's an ultimatum. I think it's super extreme to be like, if you keep liking it, ya no te voy a hablar. Like,
yeah,
this is it. That's super extreme.
Well, but let me just say this. They're married.
Yeah.
Because that they're married, though, he shouldn't... a solution to something in a relationship, honestly, saying, I'm going to stop talking to you if you start doing this. What does that mean? Are you going to break up with me or are you going to stop talking to me? Because what is...
Exactly. Are you getting a divorce?
And yeah, and so then in this aspect is, what does I'm going to stop talking to you mean? Like, what, are we going to live, we're going to stay married and just never talk to each other forever again? Like, how does, exactly. What does that mean? So saying I'm going to stop talking to you is immature, but I don't agree with that sentence or him saying, no wife of mine. No, fuck no. What is that shit? That shit sounds very possessive, but I do agree with, I do understand why he's upset at her liking her coworker's pictures, because she is outright saying, yeah, I find him attractive. And don't get me wrong, we all have eyes and we all have opinions and we all have likes. But if my husband tells me, yeah, the girl I work with, yeah, I find her attractive. So what though? Well, so what's gonna happen is you're gonna quit and find a new job.
Clearly. Exactly.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy. But you get what I'm saying. I do see why he's upset. Like,
of course. I mean, you would have to be blind not to know why he's upset. Like, okay, not only does she say he's attractive, he likes her post, and he's the coworker.
Yeah, which he said is right.
She's the wife of the guy. Like,
yeah, she what Lalo said was right, that you asked what's the difference with your example. The difference is that she's with this dude all the fucking time. And even if we're passing by, I mean, if we're at the mall and we're hanging out, I'm with my husband, and a girl, obviously she's pretty. If I'm noticing her, then that means she's like crazy pretty, right? So obviously I'm assuming maybe my husband is also noticing her. That doesn't mean that I'm also going to turn around and be like, did you notice her? Did you like her? First of all, I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm not going to hurt my feelings like that. I'm not going to do that. And but then also, so what, dude? Like, that's like that's crazy. Like, so what? Like, that's weird. But if he's like making his way out of, like, he's going out of his way to like check her out, then we have an issue. But if there's a person passing by you, they're attractive, I'm not going to look at my husband to see if he's looking at her. That's weird.
I think that there's a level of, like, trust that should come into play, and also a level of, like, realism, right? So, like, let's be realistic. Let's say he is attractive. No pasa nada. Like, he's just my coworker. Like, we get along. Like, whatever. That doesn't mean that, like, now I can't talk to him, or now I can't talk to, like, you about him or whatever. Like, I think it's just honesty to a certain extent.
I don't know.
I think it's a way too much for just a like, personally. I don't know.
Him saying his solution might be way too much. His solution is very, like, not logical. It's like, oh, I'm going to stop talking to you. And that doesn't make sense. You're married. Be a grown-up. Talk shit out. But also, she's being very insensitive by not validating his feelings at all.
Yeah, like, I think that.
So what though?
Exactly.
we're all human, like, or like, that's stupid. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, I don't give a fuck about the rest of the people. I'm talking about you and me. Like,
exactly.
So she's not validating his feelings, and he's being crazy with his solution, but his feelings are valid. Like, I believe, in my opinion, his feelings are valid. I don't need to know that you... Then again, though, don't you ever just not ask certain questions because you'd rather not know? And I'm talking about things like that, like little things like that in relationships. Like, I know I'm too insecure to know that my husband finds someone else attractive. I'd rather just not ask. What the fuck do I care? Like, what the fuck do I care? Like, I'm if that you fixate on those things and then you start creating shit in your mind that's not even there. But now if that person's going out of the way to like their post, to comment, I don't know. That's okay.
In the post, it says she likes everyone's post as she's scrolling, and her coworkers all like each other's stuff.
Yeah.
I think the only difference is that she does think that he's attractive, but honestly, like, she sees him as indifferent. Like, I just like everybody's shit. Like, no importa.
But if she admits that he's attractive,
that means she's thought about it.
Exactly.
No sé, eso me hace un poco exagerado.
En la solución exagerada, sí, yeah. Un poco. La solución.
No. But like, why, like, if it was never brought up, like, it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. If she would, it would have never been a thing if it wasn't brought up. Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm picturing, like, me, myself, like hanging out with, you know, being with my fiance and just scrolling and seeing his Facebook, seeing his... First of all, why am I going into the likes? First of all. Like, why am I doing that? Why? Because I feel like I'm going to find something. Why do you feel like you're going to find something? Is it because you think something of him or her? So, first of all. But all right, whatever. Moving on. I do it. Second, why would I say, do you find her attractive? Why the fuck would I say that? That's exactly the kind of shit I don't care to know. Because no one, no matter how good you are to them, if they're going to cheat on you, if they're going to do something to you, they're going to do it. So why am I taunting myself? Why am I hurting my own feelings by knowing unnecessary things? Like, just because someone's attractive, it doesn't mean your partner's going to cheat on you with them.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, but I don't need to know, and the guy shouldn't have asked. That's what I'm saying. The guy shouldn't have asked shit, but then the girl shouldn't have blatantly, like, calmala, like, why are you like, yeah, so what though? Like, exactly. That's fucking crazy. Like, calm down, girl.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think they're like, it's like 50-50. Like, his feelings are valid, but I do think that he sounds insecure because of how he ended up finding those likes.
He's giving me very controlling vibes.
Yeah, like low-key. Low-key, I can see why you mean that, because also saying no wife of mine. See. What the fuck is that? Are we in the 1930s? What the fuck is this?
Lalo, what are your thoughts on that comment?
Well, I mean, it's just like everybody knows what they're doing. Like, and since we're in this, like, stage of social media and stuff, everybody knows that it's not very hard to figure out if you like Araceli's picture or Yasmin. Or Araceli likes Yasmin's picture. So, if there's going to even be a bother, why do it? You know?
Yeah. It sounds stupid, right? Because, like, to people, like, let's say our parents or whatever, it's just a like of a picture, like, whatever. But we have a deeper understanding of, like, what that like means. So that,
yeah,
like,
you're giving exactly someone attention.
See, it could mean, like, hey, what's up? Like, you know.
Or if they block you, or if they,
yeah,
you know,
there's
don't deeper, like your picture. See, like, it's just. The list goes on. Like,
there's deeper meanings to certain things on social media. I 100% agree with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if we're all in that understanding, and you're, and like that girl's picture gets, you know, 5 likes, and you're always one of them, well, what the fuck? You like her picture so much? What the fuck are we doing here? Like, do you really have to like it? Do you go to work and go, hey, I like your picture?
Exactly.
The fuck?
I'm too insecure. No, it doesn't have it doesn't have to have 5 likes. It can have 50 likes. You just search it. That's it.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, why are you always one of them? Like, I don't know. Fucking relax. She puts or, up a picture.
Or if you go viral like Araceli, you're gonna have to scroll through millions of people. But you can still find it.
Yeah. We're TikTok famous here.
Exactly.
Thank you, thank you.
we plugged it in last time. We're gonna plug it in again, friend.
See, sí, thank you, please. To our 10 loyal listeners.
Yeah. Araceli AG.
Yeah. GJ.
GJ.
Yeah.
Go follow her.
I think that it's crazy. Like, she's always had a knack for this, and the following she gets, I'm just like, and I get all into it. Like, I'll see the comments of people, and I'm like, I don't know why I do that to myself. See, I go look at the comments. See what I mean? Why do I do that? I go look at the comments because I'm trying to see who's talking shit. So I can say something back.
Es que los haters son savages. Lalo had a video that had a couple, like a few thousand views.
Yeah.
And people are savages, right?
Yeah, they are. They don't discriminate. Like,
no.
It can be millions or thousands of views. And it's like, parejo, todo.
Parejos,
yeah, todo. Although, Instagram people are way harsher than like TikTok. I post like reels on my Instagram, and holy shit, like people are savages. Like they will say whatever the fuck they think.
Yeah, no, it's I bet.
Yeah, I have a few blocked people, honestly.
You should block all of them, TBH. So do you there's another Reddit post, friend. Did you wanna bring that one up?
I like this one. Okay. So a little backstory. I have seen my boyfriend for about 7 months now, and both his parents know that both of my parents have passed away, and that I do not like to go deep into talking about them for personal reasons, and that I do not trust nor like to speak on my personal and private life. And this is important. I know they are posh and preppy people who value status. So either way, we were at dinner, the four of us, and boyfriend's parents decide to ask about my dad and what he used to do for a living. Since I've gotten to know them, I open up a little bit, which I have no problem with, since it's been 7 months of knowing them. But the problem is, I told them my dad was a fisherman, to which they replied, oh, so he really didn't do much with his life. No wonder he died so young. And I, of course, got offended and replied he was a wonderful man and provided and took care of his family the best way he could. And maybe if you did the same, your oldest son would visit more often and not be ashamed of y'all. And after that, my boyfriend drove me home, but not after having a talk about how I should apologize since his parents didn't mean anything by it. But I call bullshit, because how can you say that to someone knowing their backstory? And so I talked with my sister, and she said, I just need to move on and apologize so I don't waste a relationship. But to be honest, I really don't think I should.
So I mean, honestly, I agree with her.
Hell yeah, me too. That's some bullshit. Like, yeah, the fact that you know that they passed away, and like, I'm telling you, like, he was an honorable ass man, like he was great, and you're like, oh, he didn't do much with his life, like no wonder he died so young. Like, of course I'm gonna answer back to you a certain way.
Exactly. Like,
don't expect to be rude and me not be rude back.
100%.
This is fucking great.
In that situation, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't think that, like, I don't know who would not react the way she did. Like, and that's that I think she was being nice. I think I would have talked way more shit.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. Like, are you dumb? Why are you talking about my late father? So apparently the freaking coroners don't need to go to do autopsies, because if you're a fisherman, it's because you died young. It's because you didn't do nothing with your life. Like, that's obviously has to be it. That's fucking stupid.
Exactly.
Es que la gente, en serio.
Yo, it just, it won't stop. Like, haters are going to live on forever. There's no...
yeah.
Haters are going to hate.
Exactly. Like, there's no end. In any aspect.
I'm going to... friend, there was another one that I'm looking at right now, and you sent it to me, and I think you should read this one.
A cual?
The to get a job one.
A ver. Es que people, I'm telling you. A ver. Okay. My girlfriend and I are both 26, and we started dating a little over a year ago. I'm finishing up my second bachelor's to go into nursing school while working two jobs as an EMT. She, on the other hand, graduated in May and hasn't had a job since 2019. She wants to get her master's, but is taking a year off to save up. I've tried to motivate her to get a job and even offered to give her rights to work, but she still shrugs the idea off. I know it upsets her that I don't take her out a lot or buy her gifts, but I've tried to plead with her that I am on low money and can't afford our expenses on top of school. Am I an asshole to push her to get a job?
I mean,
la verdad, no. She's lazy as fuck. Like,
exactly.
She should be getting a fucking job.
Yeah, for sure. What the fuck is that?
Get your ass out of bed. Like,
sí, like, ¿qué esperas?
What about, like, what are we going back to, like, the whole feminism thing? Like,
yeah,
you guys want to be treated as equals? Well, get your ass to a job. Is that bad? Is that bad for me saying?
I don't think so, because it's true.
I just don't like the way you're using it, but yeah.
Yeah. I said it in a little bit aggressive way, but like, you know what I mean?
It's because it's true.
It's because it's true, like, but I don't know. I didn't like the tone. It's because it's not. I didn't appreciate the tone. But I see the point.
Well, and how can I say it?
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. You know, this girl obviously, like, I don't know what she expects. Over a year, and she's already like.
It's because even then, switch the roles and put this as a girl, and the guy is like, nobody's gonna
exactly
get a job. What the
you would
hell?
Say, like, what a lazy ass guy.
Exactly, like, no hace nada, no sirve para nada.
100%. Yeah, and I think that the girl is also lazy as fuck.
Yeah, 100%.
So why should the rhetoric change?
Because it's like that mentality, like, no, take care of me. It's
like no why way, can't like... I say she's a lazy ass girl?
Yeah, you can say it.
Not to say any other words.
Because she's a lazy ass bitch. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, exactly.
That's all right. I think that the girl is 100%
no, but
Yasmin, wrong.
I didn't, what I don't understand is the tone would have been the same for the guy as the girl.
Yeah.
Good to know. I don't know.
What a lazy ass guy.
No.
Also, what they get, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, I understand. And for sure, no matter what gender role is happening here, the person that's like leaning on the other, I mean, and then you're complaining that he doesn't take you out, bitch, he has two jobs, but he's using it to pay school.
That's that role, though, that like women, and I see this shit so much on TikTok, like, it's because he wants me to take care of, like, let's say, like, house shit, right? But he won't give me the role of, like, or the label of, like, girlfriend or wife or whatever. And it's like, honestly, pull your own fucking weight. Like, people, I don't know. I think they have to get over that whole thing of, like, I'm not going to do this or that because I'm not his girlfriend. Or I'm not going to take care of my own shit because I'm not his wife. Like, dude, no, like... Why wouldn't you want to feel accomplished on your own? I don't get it. I don't get that whole thing.
Wait, I'm not following you. So you're saying that what you've seen on TikTok is like people saying I don't want to be, I don't want to do X, Y, and Z for him because I'm, he hasn't like made me his wife yet.
Literally. Yeah.
But what's X, Y, and Z? Like, what are your examples?
I don't know. Like let's say like, I don't want to, no quiero aportar like to the bills. Like, exactly. I don't want to give to the bills because I'm not the wife.
And she's
or
living there.
That's not my role as like the girl or whatever.
Who the fuck is saying that? That's stupid.
What? I need to send you these, like,
yeah, you because, should.
Like, they piss me the fuck off. Like,
yeah. I'm,
no,
yeah,
there's stupid. A lot of girls that are saying that.
See? Right? Like, I'm not
like, kidding. I've seen like, this. You spend the night at his house, but there's no coffee in the morning. Why isn't there coffee? Well, go buy a fucking box of
go
of
buy curious. A fucking, make the coffee.
Exactly.
It's like, we're both in accordance into what we're doing. It's not like, ay, pobrecita yo, porque no me cuidas. O pobrecita yo, porque
that's right.
You don't bring me breakfast or whatever. Like,
Araceli's no. speaking facts right now. Just by the way.
Oh, we feel strong about that.
I'm speaking facts because it's true. Like, I see so many women, and I see this on TikTok, right? And the fact that, like, the comments and the likes and, like, all that stuff, like, they agree with these women that it's like, no, he has to give me that label. He has to give me that, like, the ring or
that's,
whatever.
That's stupid as shit. It's like when you're in the talking stage with somebody.
Yeah.
Are you, like, are you going to be messing around? Like, if me personally, when my fiance and I started dating, before he made it official, I was loyal to him.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to have the label to know that I just wanted to be with him. Of course, he finally he asked, right? And that was great and everything. But I didn't need it to be to know that obviously he'd want me to just be loyal. That's stupid. Like, you don't.
That's another thing. Like, women are so, and I'll say women because I see the, like, women, right? I don't see the men TikToks of this type of shit. Women are so like, no, it's until he says it. Until he says it, then we're exclusive. Or until he says it, like, then.
Exactly. Like,
no, like, read the fucking room. Like, you know better. You know what's going on. Like, no te hagas mensa. And I feel like that's a lot of, like, what's happening. Like, no, it's because, like, the label and this and that. And it's like, that shit doesn't even fucking matter. Like, what matters is how you feel and how y'all both feel. Because a lot of people are so easy to assume stuff, but not in these situations. Not in real life fucking scenarios. And it's stupid.
I agree. I have not seen these TikToks, though. So I need you to send them to me.
I need to send them to you. Like,
yeah, because
you don't need to see TikToks. Like, just go to your friends. Like, they're probably doing the same thing. Like, honestly.
Es que piensan que
they no probably won't admit it, but
yeah.
They're doing it.
Friend, are you doing this?
No.
It's no, I mean, it's, okay.
Yeah. Like, the conversation has to be had, and I get it, right? Like, you wanna speak on exclusivity and, like, all that type of shit, like, monogamy, whatever. But to some certain extent, you as a person, you could read the room, and you could understand, like, oh, like, this is getting to another level, right? Like, we are understanding of, like, our relationship is what it is. We don't have to talk about it in a sense. We just understand that.
Look,
I don't know.
It's as simple as this. It's not rocket science. Like, you either feel it and you do it,
see,
or you feel it and you don't care and you still don't do it. Like,
yeah,
it's that simple. Like,
of course, it's the conversation, like, eventually has to be had.
Of course, but it's like it's the same thing. Like, if I'm dating somebody and they cheat on me,
see,
why would I be mad at the guy? Or if the girl is dating me and I cheat on her,
mm-hmm,
why would she be mad at the girl?
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that concept of, like, okay, this is interesting for Yasmin. Let's say, like, and I go after the girl. No. Oh, yeah. The relationship wasn't between me and the girl. The girl has nothing to do with me. Like, that doesn't matter. The trust was between my relationship and, like, those two people.
Yeah, but I'm not going to beat her up because she broke my trust. I'm going to beat her up because she slept with my husband.
Well, yeah, but your husband was the one that the whole thing. Yeah, and if he didn't, who cares?
Okay, he now I'm going to ask you guys a question. Now I'm going to ask you guys a question since both of y'all seem to be on the same page on this. Now I'm going to ask you guys a question. Let's say you're in an exclusive relationship. You've been with your partner forever, whatever. You bring them around your friends and family. Now, your friend or a family member, whoever, knows that your partner's cheating on you but decides not to tell you. It turns out you find out and then you find out that they knew. Are you going to be mad at them for not telling you?
Yeah, that's different.
Why is that different? No, why is that different?
Because they knew.
So the girl knew, that random stranger knew that that person was married. Well, yeah, I'm saying when they know.
Oh, yeah. I know, but still, the person that's supposed to be loyal to you is not doing what he's supposed to.
I think I'm just doing like, yeah, but the your friend or your family member isn't the one in the relationship with you.
Well,
they're not cheating. It's not to say that
to be quite honest, I don't know if I would be mad at that other person because let's say I am in a relationship, right? Well, I am, but his brother, for example, knows that he's cheating on me. I can get mad at that brother.
You said can or can't?
Can't. That's his brother. His loyalty is to his brother. At a certain extent, his brother and him have probably talked about it and they know about it and all that type of shit, right? Is it right?
If loyalty, yes. If you and brother have a close relationship,
no importa.
Importa. Claro que no, sí.
He will always have his loyalty will always be to his brother. I commend the people that actually do tell that, like, that spouse.
Yeah, that's me.
I commend them because it takes a lot. Like,
it really doesn't.
That brother, no, because that brother will probably stop talking to you.
He didn't. I told his wife. I told his girlfriend.
I mean, okay.
Well, yeah, but you're adding an element that honestly most of the time is irrelevant.
It's not. You'd be mad if your brother didn't tell you that your girlfriend was cheating on you. But why?
Well, your brother wasn't pushing your girlfriend to cheat on you. We're talking about like the person we're talking about the person that is directly with you.
See.
Okay. So I'll say again, if I have a girlfriend, she cheats on me. I can't be mad with a guy. Yeah, why? Because she made the decision.
She made the decision. Yeah.
And that's all good. Yeah, and that's all good and great. But that guy still gets his ass beat.
Ass
beat. Because I need to take my anger out.
No, I'm not. No. Like, we're not cavemen here, okay?
I mean, I understand. You can do that, but it doesn't make sense. Like, it's stupid.
No.
100%.
I really shit's going down. Like, shit is going down.
Well,
pero por qué? Mira, fíjate. Why? Because at the end of the day, we're in like the fucking Texas Republican state of Texas, right? If you were to do that, you would catch a charge. Why? Because you're mad that he cheated.
Only if I get caught.
¿Para qué? Okay, because that girl isn't going to press charges on you? O sea, ¿para qué? He already fucked with you. He already ruined your relationship.
Te entiendo. Y tienes razón.
I don't think you understand, Yasmin.
No, because... I do because I see these people. These people are my clients, okay? They have assault, family violence, and what was it?
You're talking about assault now. You're talking about assault now.
Because she's saying that she's going to beat somebody up.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you mean? I'm going to be pissed and I'm going to try to lay some hands.
I'm going to be pissed too, but like the guy, let's say again, my girlfriend cheats on me. I honestly, like, the one I want to probably kick her ass is her, not him.
La verdad, no. Mira, at least like from my perspective and like having gone through it, I feel like, hey, wait, get out the loan. Like, good riddance, that's me, right? Like friend, it took,
and I commend Araceli, you on that.
Hold on, hold on. Let me finish what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless this guy rapes her, and that's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
I don't think he can unbutton her pants and have sex with her. Honestly.
No, it's because that's her decision. 100%.
Exactly.
Pero to me, as soon as that, like, as soon as the first message interaction happens, like, hey, what's up? Like, let's meet, or like any type of conversation. As soon as that happens, that's it. Like, that's that disconnect where it's like, you are no longer loyal to me, so go be with that person.
O sea, 100%. 100%.
No, madre, like,
it's because who said I was going to keep him or not hit him too?
Yeah.
I'll beat both of them up and then they can go happy together.
Pero ¿por qué? ¿Por qué le quieres pegar?
For being a hoe and the other one for breaking my trust. What do you mean? I have reasons to go around.
You have all reasons, but wait, it's not you're right. Like 5 foot. They're not right reasons.
Friend. Don't be outing me like that, first of all.
I'm not outing you, but I'm telling you.
No, Araceli. Because, Araceli, she said I was 5 foot, and I am. But that's not even the point here. Be pissed enough, and it doesn't even matter. Just watch.
It's because there's a bonus involved if she agrees with me. I'm joking.
I didn't hear what you said. It got cut off.
Oh, I said there's a bonus involved if she agrees with me.
If she agrees with me.
Yeah.
With me.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah,
but
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah, no. No, no. Now, Araceli, agree with him. I support you. Now, I do. I don't know. That's me and her have had this conversation before. But even that, like, let's say I see her boyfriend. And I mean, we've talked about this on the podcast. If I see her boyfriend doing some shit, maybe I'm not going to get in a fight, but I'm going to be dramatic about it more than she would. I'd be like, know I saw you. Hi. He has a girlfriend. You're a hoe if you knew. And if you didn't, girl, you should leave. I'm sorry for your loss. And
bueno,
then,
eso sí. I
understand. Bueno, pero es que you're changing the scenario. Like,
no, I'm just saying Araceli wouldn't even go up to, like, anyone.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, I know, but you're still changing the scenario. I'm talking about, like, you. If your husband, boyfriend, fiance ends up cheating on you, girl
getting her ass beat.
I know because of you, but
yeah,
like she has nothing to do with it, honestly.
Except if she knows. What Yasmin is saying, if that girl knows,
she's a hoe, and now we have an issue.
But even at that, like honestly.
You're personally knowing. You're knowing. And if kids are involved,
but
you're
like
a bigger
the
hoe.
Guy wants to.
That's fine. I'm mad at him too.
I know, but like, why is it her problem?
No,
the
see,
guy's
now,
actively
I also understand
seeking.
That. Understand that because to a certain extent, she's single. She could talk to her the fuck she wants to talk to.
Exactly.
Right.
So
right. You're married and you're talking to me. It's a stupid way. Like,
Don't deviate from the main objective here. You are dating this guy. He apparently wants to only be with you. So why would he talk to another girl?
You think I'm deviating, but it's not. I understand what you're saying. I just
I don't think you are because
I don't
because
like,
she's
don't
gonna
like
get her ass beat.
Yeah, she is. If she knows about me,
Why?
She's choosing to be with somebody. And don't get me wrong. See, that's the thing. For example, if one of my friends, and I'm telling, and this is true, and I think Araceli would know, or she can attest to that. If I find out one of my friends is fucking around with a married guy, a guy who's together with somebody, I'm going to be like, well, that's fucking weird. Why are you sure you want to do that? And I wouldn't be surprised, or I also wouldn't be upset if they got their ass beat. Why? Because that's what happens when you're a hoe.
Well, yes. I agree. I understand. But it's still not their problem.
If they're single, they could do whatever they want, but they have to understand the risks of what they're choosing to do.
No. Even if they know they're engaged or married or whatever, it doesn't matter. The person who's engaged to you, that's the one.
And that's a whole other thing. We're having a conversation. I'm not trying to have a conversation with this girl. I'm just trying to lay some hands. Right, who said I'm trying to talk to her?
But because Lalo has a very strict stance. ¿Cómo se dice?
No, he's firm. Like, he has a firm stance.
A very firm stance. Uh-huh. Have you ever been that other person?
Me?
Yeah.
Like cheated?
No, like you're the one that's with somebody who is in a relationship.
Yeah, I have.
That's why. Fucking why.
Hold on. But I was the guy who was with a girl who had a boyfriend.
That's what we're asking. Yeah. That's why you're defending that.
Hold on, but I saw the guy one time and
savage.
And he was like, you know, fuck you, whatever. He didn't do anything to me. I was like, all right, man. Like, I wasn't gonna do anything.
Yeah. Now, would you think it's unwarranted if he did do something? If he had done something?
No, it wouldn't be.
But
it's stupid. It should be because
I think it's stupid too.
He should tell his girlfriend, like,
yeah, I agree with that.
Now,
yeah,
he like, could turn around. Not my problem. Two birds, one stone. Attractive. It's not my problem.
two birds, one stone.
Two birds, one stone. Like, it's
he
not
turned
like
to the girlfriend and said, "You're a hoe," and then he, sorry for saying this, but he should have punched you in the face. But he was a wuss, and that's not. That's not gonna be the case all the time.
Maybe people realize that, like, hey, you know what? Ella de pinche facilona se dejó. It is what it is.
No, you know what? And I take it back because I didn't really understand the question. But no, he should be mad at her, not me.
Yeah.
Because he dated her for like 7 years.
Oh my god. Bitch. I am fucking upset. See? First of all, fuck that girl.
But it's not my problem. Like,
yeah, it isn't though because okay, it would be a different story if that was your friend. Like, si el vato
I didn't like
if
the
he
guy.
Was friend, see, that would be different.
To top
it
all
like,
up,
your family or whatever. But si es un chavo que like X me vale madre, like I don't care about you. Well, whatever. Like, it's a free for all.
Look,
like,
I'll see. Se me tiró. I'll see. He was a puñetón.
Okay,
listen. You guys know that?
Yes, we know that.
You guys know that term?
Yes, we know that.
don't get mad, Jasmine.
No. You're the fucking loser.
For all the only English speaking people. No, yeah.
No, but like,
and I get it.
And I said, yeah, he had a reason to push it. No, you know what? He didn't because it's not my fault.
No,
like,
pues tú qué. It's his girlfriend that was like, hey, yeah, I'm down with it. Like, it's her fault. O sea,
100%. Like,
no puede ser. Listen.
No. No puede ser. What you're seeing is the anger. The anger
exactly.
That, like, y que te vio la cara and all that type of shit. That's not her problem, though. Like,
I don't get it. Y'all, it's very simple. I get mad, you're going to get hit. Don't get me mad.
Well, I know, but that's like your issue.
Yo, it's your issue too when you're the one making me mad. So now it's all of our issue.
Well, yeah, I know, but like, it's not my problem that your girlfriend,
that
your boyfriend.
Mad?
What? Huh?
That it's not my problem that I got mad.
Exactly. It's not my problem.
Okay.
Like, if let's say my girlfriend, all right, I don't have a girlfriend, but let's say my girlfriend. Can you guys hear that dog? Sorry.
No.
Give me a second. Let's say my girlfriend cheats on me.
Yeah.
I can't. If I go after the guy, yeah, I'm going to be pissed at him, but, like, he has nothing to do with it. Like, she made the choice of going and texting him back and, yeah, good morning to you.
Yep.
And, you know?
Unless.
And it's like, I'm going to be pissed, but, like, why do I have to go after him?
The only way I could see I would go after him or I would tell him something or whatever is if I had a personal relationship with that other person. O sea, por ejemplo.
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
That's the only way.
That's for sure, because that would be fucked up.
No. O sea, other than that, it's like, hey, wait, me hiciste un favor, see you later. That's me.
Exactly.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys are so very sure of yourselves to do that. Nope. Nope. I'd be pissed. And she's getting beat up. Something's happening. Something's for sure happening.
Like, I understand that, but it's the wrong way to look at it.
Depends on who you ask. If you ask me, great way.
I know. But like,
great way.
You can't. It's not fair.
You know? It's not fair for the girl who's sleeping with my husband. Oh, fuck no. Fuck that girl. Let's beat her up. Yeah.
And no, like, it's not fair to her because your husband is actively wanting to sleep with her.
Right. But then who is says I'm not mad at him too? I'm mad at him
too. What
well,
I know, saying,
but you're like,
she's going to take her anger out on the girl too.
Yeah.
I don't personally agree with it. But okay, I'm on a lot of like mom groups, right? On Facebook. And this one time, this lady, like, she put the guy, like, her husband or boyfriend or whatever, on blast. And she's like, yeah, like, they hook up after I leave to work. And she puts her picture up. So this group of, like, 20,000 people took a picture of that girl. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, it's, like, very, like, 50-50. A lot of people are like, what the fuck? Like, don't be doing that. And the other 50 are like, eh, pinche vieja, like, que vale madre, and she shouldn't be doing that, and that's what happens, and, like, all this shit, right? So I think it's a very 50-50 type of way. I think it depends on your character and who you are as a person, if you want to tell that person off or you don't. I personally am not one to do that, so I don't know.
I personally am, and I'm proud of it, and I'm okay with it. I think that girl should post her picture up.
Ah, la madre.
Hell yeah. So everybody knows. If your husband says that that's his friend, fucking her. Leave him. Definitely cheating on you. See? No, public service announcement. It's helping everyone.
No sé. I don't know. Like, when it happened to me, I never, like, called her and was like, hey, what the fuck, bitch? Like, no.
Yeah, and I didn't because you didn't let me.
I mean, I know, but, like, no, I think that's too much. I can't. Se me hace como que...
Let me finish on this note. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Anybody who's in a serious relationship, girl or guy, who cheats on the other person, the third party, which is... If it's a guy, the third party is a girl. If it's a girl, third party is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Any third party involved has no, like, they should not be held liable for anything because the person who you are in a relationship with should not cross that boundary. You don't know if, like, if the person knows you, like Yasmin said, like, if it's a friend or whatever, like, I understand that. Like, that's pretty fucked up. But in general, like, what if I have a girlfriend right now? I'm at a bar. I'm outside of a bar. What if I have a girlfriend and I meet a girl right now and I don't tell her about my girlfriend?
I mean, that's fucked up.
Then your girlfriend's not allowed to get mad if the girl never knew. There, I'm like, well,
no, right. Well, no. You're going back on what you just said. Like,
no,
es que no sabía.
No.
Yeah, she
exactly.
didn't know.
But even though if she knew,
yeah, then sorry. You're a hoe, and then that's when shit happens.
Car passing by. No. Even though she knew whatever, it doesn't matter. Your boyfriend shouldn't be fucking around with another girl.
It's
as simple as that. It's his choice.
He shouldn't out of loyalty to me. Because
exactly.
That's what we agreed
exactly.
on. And the girl shouldn't be fucking around with anybody's husband's, boyfriend's, fiance's, whatever. Because don't be a fucking hoe. So.
Yeah, but hoes exist. I mean, we're all on the same page about that, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Y a unas chavas le vale madre lo que tú pienses.
Y como pues quiera... está bien padre, pero entonces por eso no es que no quiero hablar contigo. That's not what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I've only had one girlfriend, so I don't know this whole thing was going to be about relationships, so I'm not the best guy to ask for advice. I thought it was going to be more about business.
let's deviate. Okay, I want to start with like asking you, first of all, how old you are.
I'm 27.
Let's tell everybody how old you are. 27.
27 years old, 1994.
What? We were born the same year, for real?
Yeah, but in February. Oh, yeah. I was born in February.
Yeah. We're a couple of months apart. Okay. Now, how long have you been a business owner?
I've been a business owner for 4 years.
Okay. So you started your business at, you were 23?
I was 23. Well, 22, actually. But really, the business started when I was 23.
Okay.
So we registered the company when I was 22, but
yeah,
our like business started at 23.
Can you tell us like a little bit about what your business is, or like how it went about, or like anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. We do. So as you know, and Celis are HR manager, office manager, and a bunch of other managers in her title, but we do last mile delivery, which is basically FedEx or UPS, but we are a contractor for Amazon.
Nice. I've always gotten the merch she gets. Not gonna lie, I have a Yeti cup that says Indeed on it, and I love it.
Yeah, good deal.
It's great. I have a shirt, I think, also. I don't know.
So, okay, you've been a business owner for 4 years. You're young as fuck to be like a business owner like that, right? Yeah. Like our company, and I say our because I'm very much like into the company, right?
So 100%.
Our company is like almost like 300 employees. How does it feel to like put that in your head, right? Like the fact that like you are in charge of 300 people, and like the fact that like they feed their families off of your company and like stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I it's something I still can't believe. I don't think you ever get used to it until you're about 10, 15 years into it. Especially being so young. Like, I understand 100% how, like, lucky I am to be able to have the opportunity of having a company like I have, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to put it in words, honestly, because every day it's kind of like you wake up and it's like, wow, you know, you kind of can't believe it. And sometimes I'll wake up at 7 a.m. and sometimes I wake up at 10 a.m, you know, because ultimately, you know, sometimes I have things to do in the morning, sometimes I don't, but the size of the company, you know, remains the same. And what I mean by that is we have people like you, we have people like multiple managers in our company that really manage it, you know, and we're forever grateful for that.
That's awesome to hear, being that you're the owner of the company. That's really cool. Like, honestly, obviously, I can't totally say that my boss has as much as kind of control as much as you do over your workers, right? And I mean control as in what happens with the business and how it operates. Kind of on my end, it's very like, it is what it is. It's been like that for years. You guys have more space to like create your own way of being, and it's really cool to see that you are very open-minded to how to make it better. Like you incorporate, you're very considerate of the workers that you have around you, and I know because Araceli tells me, you know, stuff all the time, so that's really cool to hear.
Oh, thank you. And I hope we project that, because I know for a fact that if we didn't have Araceli, if we didn't have our six other managers, I couldn't, you know, work the way I do, mm-hmm. or be as stress-free sometimes as I am. I mean, there's a lot of stress involved, but
yeah,
but they take a lot of the slack, and I understand that, you know, and I like, as far as Araceli, I think I tell her a lot, and I think I'm very honest with her. And it's just it can be any kind of job, but at the end of the day, the folks who are like really doing the nitty gritty work are the ones who matter, you know. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's obviously it's our drivers, but obviously they don't see all the liability we have and all of what Araceli has to do and all of what our fleet manager has to do. So it's like it's tough to comprehend when somebody doesn't agree with something, because there's so many factors that come into play.
Yeah.
So like I feel like, oh, you know, I'm so appreciative of this, and I feel like maybe somebody doesn't really believe me, but I truly am, you know. And if they don't believe me, I'll just fire them. I'm just
joking. Corporate America.
Yeah.
It's because there's that,
like Araceli knows.
Yeah, Araceli. It's because there's that whole concept of like you're a business owner, so like you're that. But a lot of the times, and I see it because I'm so close in communication with you guys that people don't see the stress that business owners have, right? And the fact that like so much goes into like just them like getting their paycheck as well. It's basically like the same thing as like as you doing your weekly work, they do the same, but they at the end of the day they have the whole liability if everything like fucks up.
Exactly. So,
I mean, yeah, like it's easy to say like fuck business owners and like they need to pay more and like all this type of stuff. But if you were to be in a company like at least mine, that's like very family owned and very like oriented towards the employees, you can't say those things because you get to see that shit, like these are real people. It's not executives in some fucking like penthouse building or whatever.
Exactly.
Deciding all these things. Like, no, like it's normal people.
100%. Like, just tell Yasmin where we worked at it today.
Yeah.
Out of the bar, I heard. That's awesome.
Out of the bar.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I'm going to be at this restaurant. Come over. That's where we worked.
But it's because I appreciate that so much because it's a real, like, it brings, like, a realness to it. It's not just, like, an office 9-to-5 and, like, that's it, clock out, whatever. You're just another person. It brings, like, real conversations, which I appreciate.
I don't know, and I appreciate it as well. Like, it's just, it's so hard for people to understand how, you know, you, like Araceli just said, but you, let's say we go bankrupt and we're done. You know how much money we owe? Like, it's not just like a simple, like, oh yeah, let's do this and we're done. Like, it's going to be years and years until we pay everything back, if we have the money. You know, it's just, it's so much work and so much stress.
Liability.
I've had many nights that I can't sleep. And I've had many, many nights where I wake up at 11 on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And why? Because Araceli, because the other manager.
Yeah.
you know, and I'm not like, and they know, like, I don't mask anything, you know, and I think that's so important to do. Like, you cannot be acting like you're doing so much when you're not, or mm-hmm. when, like, does that make sense?
Yeah, which I also appreciate.
Yeah, you don't appear more than what you are. It is what it is.
Exactly.
There's, like, good days and there's bad days.
100%. And I'm not going to act like I'm working my ass off when I'm not. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? Sometimes I don't have to work my ass off. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, it's most of the time. Because we have people to do that for us. Now, if they screw up, obviously I have to step in. And that happens not frequently, but from time to time.
How does Ali fuck up all the time or what?
No. A little bit, but I want to say it right here on the podcast.
No, I don't like to make mistakes.
She doesn't. She really doesn't. But, and honestly, and if she did, she'd probably hear from it immediately, and it wouldn't be a big deal because she would fix it. Like, companies, like, before, like, people who I know that are really successful because of their families or whatever, they've had companies in their family for 30 or 40 years. Right now, you can have a successful company in 5 to 10 years, max. Like, if you really do it well, even less. I was going to say 2 to 5 years, but I thought that was too little. But it's just different rates of making a company successful or making money, or but going back to your question, I still don't, like, understand or can't believe how big our company has grown.
Yeah.
And but the only thing that happens is you want to grow bigger.
Yeah.
Always. So that's not really, I don't think, I mean, personally, I don't think it's greedy, but you probably could say it's greedy. But, like, you always want to grow more.
It's ambition.
Exactly. Like, like, you understand. Like, it's like, if you have a payroll that's, you know, whatever, $100 a week, you want it to be $1,000.
Yeah.
That's how much work you have.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like constantly being more and one thing I personally, and I think we've really established in our company, is if we do well, our employees will do well.
Yeah.
If we can give bonuses, we'll give bonuses. If we can't, we won't. But whenever we can, we give bonuses. And it's just like, because without you guys, we can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know if I would, like, ramble on there, but.
No, I think it's very refreshing to hear. That's really awesome. And I just from hearing Araceli for the past couple of years that she's worked with for you guys, to hear her and her experiences and how much she's grown as her best friend, watching her grow and watching her experience all of this, it's really cool because I'm glad to see her grow, be in a place where she's being allowed to grow. And even has time to also have her life as well and grow personally, and because work takes over us a lot. So it's really good to see that. And because her and I worked for this place that was like, if this place isn't your life, then we don't want you. And it was very like that. And so to hear that you guys are not like that, you know, you come do your job, do good for me, and, you know, you're good. And so
100%. It's
really good.
And another thing is, like, and I'll say it, even if Araceli, maybe she hasn't said it, but, you know, I interviewed her one day. I called her the same day. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I hired her the same day because at that point, we were still kind of not knowing. Like, we were probably about a year into the business. But, like, right now, just like she's learned, I've learned. Like, whatever she's learned along the way, I have been right behind her it's not like I already knew that. And she started doing thousands of dollars of payroll, and now she does millions of dollars of payroll a year. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's pretty. Yeah. That's pretty incredible. You know,
it is as her friend. It, yeah.
You know, it and a lot is we put a lot of, you know, she has a lot of weight in the sense of what she does means a lot to us. Right. Not only like as a company, but if she doesn't do what she does, it's going to affect us. Like she, every week she probably determines if we do well or not, because if she isn't do her job correctly, which she always does, it's like if she doesn't do it correctly, we're screwed.
You know what I'm thinking, friend? You are the Simone. You're the Simone Biles.
Thanks.
The pressure's on you every week. You got to perform.
100%. Like that. That's it. It really is. But she, like she, does it, and she has always done it. Like, there's never been something like, oh, you know, I just really can't do it. Like, and I'm not just saying that because this is her podcast and y'all's podcast, but, like, it truly is like that. And I'm saying this without any kind of, like, reservation, because it's the truth. Like, without her, we can't do a lot of things. Like, you put me to do payroll, I don't know what the hell, how to do payroll. You know? Maybe I shouldn't be saying that, because then she's going to renegotiate her contract and she's wanting more money. But yeah, that's the truth. And I've told her that 1,000 times. Like,
yeah.
It's not something that bothers me to say, because, like I said, it's the truth. Go ahead.
What I've told Lalo, Yasmin, a lot of the times is that because we have this conversation, like outside of like this podcast, and like I'll ask him like random things, like what's the biggest check you've cashed and like shit like that, because it's so interesting that he's basically our age and like has done so much, right?
Well, thank you.
Yes, but it also it's like you are pioneering a business, like not just a business, but like
industry, really.
Yeah, an industry, exactly, like something that didn't exist before, and it's so crazy to like see and be a part of that, because I mean honestly, like our whole company is, we're at least like the managers and like the administrative staff and like all of us, we are younger than 35, all of us,
100%.
So it's so interesting to see and to be a part of something like that when it's like we're so young and the business like takes like a wave as you guys decide to, right? So like we have that luxury to, or at least you guys have that luxury to, if today we want to work out of the bar, we can. Or if we're going to take a trip to like, I don't know, let's say Austin and like have a company reunion, we could do that. Or like, whatever it is, like our office hours change or whatever it may be, it's very interesting to be a part of that, and I appreciate it because it's not the traditional work environment, and it's very easy to get bored of that type of stuff and want to quit those jobs. And I mean, it's hard to quit you guys because y'all are so great. Like I can't.
Well, thank you, and you're really great too.
And you're getting another raise. Oh
yeah.
That's
awesome. I need to work on my raise first, and then we can talk about you.
Because as the boss, he comes first.
Yeah, I'm joking. No, but seriously, like it's been, you know, a really crazy ride. And Araceli, like, if somebody knows the ups and downs we've been to with ups and downs we've been through, is Araceli, and it's kind of crazy to have somebody like her that is so like devoted to the company. And we have other people like that too, but it's like she's such a big part of it. Like Adesanya knows everything. Like she knows like how much is coming in, how much is going out. Like it's just like, and there's no issue like ever like, oh, she can't know this. Like what do you mean she can't know this? Like of course she can know it. Like you know, because it makes everybody stronger. Like
that's awesome, just, friend. You're so appreciated. Good for
I
you, friend.
I appreciate the honesty because so many jobs are like, nah, like it's like confidential and like shit like that. And like whenever I have to, like whenever I'm curious about something or whatever it is, Lalo's so open to like talking about it. And a lot of jobs aren't like that, so I appreciate that as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we appreciate you, honest. But well, thank you guys for having me on your podcast. My God.
Thank you for being on.
I expect another invite.
Yeah, there's going to be a part two, for sure.
Part two?
Yeah, for sure, part two. Maybe on another topic, though, because we've established our points very strongly today. So
yeah, I want to go more in depth, though, with the whole boyfriend cheating on you and stuff.
Everyone's going to get their ass beat. That's all I'm saying. No, that's awesome. Thanks for being on with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Yasmin. I'll certainly see you.
See you in a couple of hours.
I'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
So that was my boss.
That was your boss. And really cool. I really liked hearing how much you're appreciated, friend, honestly, because I think that's everyone's like fucking dream to just feel appreciated at work. Why? Yeah. Because the more you feel appreciated, the harder I work for you. It's common sense, but some people don't understand that. And it's really cool to see that your boss has a very clear vision of that. So really cool, really cool.
I think it matters the fact that they're so young, honestly, because they're two owners, right? So it's Lalo and his brother Roberto. And the fact that they're so young and they could appreciate things like on a human level, you know, I like to work in that environment. I like honesty. I like all that type of stuff. And the fact that I'm there is great. And like I said, it's so hard to leave when you're around those type of like energies and like vibes and all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. That's really good, friend. That you're not in the traditional sense of a job and stuff, because I'm sure it's very refreshing. I mean, to hear otherwise, and you can't even comprehend, because we constantly talk about work and I tell you something and you're like, what the, you know, you can't even see how that, like how, where I'm coming from, or can't picture it, you know, you're like, what do you mean? How is this a thing? You know? And it's because we come from two different, aspects, I guess, of it, points of views on it.
Yeah.
But it's really, really great to hear it, you know, from him directly, even though I've heard it from you like a lot of times, how you guys are so different. And that's really great, honestly. I mean, and it shows, because even him hopping on your podcast, like, who can say I had my boss on my podcast? You know what I'm saying? Like, who can say that and talk about something so personal? And some people might say, well, that's not like, it shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't cross business with pleasure. And, you know, not always, but when, you know, it's okay to do that sometimes, and you know with who to do that with. And that's really cool that you can have that relationship with your boss, you know, that professional one, and also you know, kind of build a friendship. So that's really good. That's really awesome to hear it, friend.
Well, thank you, Yasmin. It's
you're appreciated, and I'm not surprised.
I mean, we talk about it like on basically on the regular. It's like, what's up? How's work? Like every day.
Yeah.
And I like to know that it's like there's appreciation behind what I do, which I mean, honestly, Lalo hypes it up. Like at least for me, I don't think that I do so much. Maybe in their eyes it is that way. But I guess since it's what I do every day, that it's just like second nature, you know? I mean, we talk about it all the time, like what our jobs are and what we're doing every day. Yeah, I don't know.
For sure, that was an interesting twist that I'm sure. We hope you guys enjoyed, though, for sure, our first ever guest. For sure, more to come.
See, a part two, because he wants to come back.
He wants to come back. I definitely want to bring on, I don't know, whoever else from that's around us that has opinions. Like, I'm so down. I'm so down.
And
so,
strong opinions. I appreciate strong opinions.
Yeah, and more when they don't agree with me or us. That's awesome.
See,
that's
so funny. I love that.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's not funny. It's just, it's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, it's cool to see other people's point of views. That's the whole, like, I think I like that about our back and forth. So, yeah. So excited for what's to come and who else we have on.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for listening. This has been a long one. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.